The Lord God said that He has given us the tongue of a disciple, as one was taught, that we should know how to speak a word in season to Him who is heard. He wakens us morning by morning. He wakens our ear to hear as a disciple, as one who is taught. The Lord God has opened our ears, and we've not been rebellious, nor have we turned back. But Father, we just thank You for Your presence in this place. We just ask You to manifest Yourself whichever way You see fit. We just invite You to come now and give us, be able to speak as the oracles of God, to be Your mouthpiece today, Lord, and to bring apart about Your purpose in this gathering tonight, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You guys can be seated. My sister right here, I'm just going to give you a word of encouragement. So I might as well start out with you, right? You should work that way. Does that work out for you? And I just, I just want to give you a word of encouragement. You know, I see on this roller coaster, we're up and down, and up and down. And at the end of the ride, you're just like most people are, like, wow, that was just an experience, you know? And it's like you kept going and coming back. And then the last time you came back with your hands in the air. You are praising God for the ride. It's a weapon for you right now. Just begin to raise your hands and praise God. And that roller coaster ride that you're on right now, it's going up and down and sideways, like, man, which way is up? It's like I see when a wave that has just hit you and it's tumbled you, and you're like, you're scrounging to get some air. And God's giving you air tonight. He's going to breathe on you. In this meeting tonight, there's going to be a word that's going to come to you through the teachings, and just be, have your little ears picked up, because God's going to give you some strategy to be able to leave here tonight, not just with the comfort that He brought something to you in a personal way, because that's what He does. He's a personal God. He loves you so much, and you cannot lose. You cannot lose. And it's just one of those things where, you know, when we're in the midst of a turmoil this, you know, we're just kind of looking for some direction, for some encouragement, and the Lord always gives that to us. And you're going to get that strength, and you're going to be praising God. So, you know what? Let's go another round. Maybe not, but still, it's a way. Amen. That's right. All right, and prophets, I just want to give you a word of encouragement. God is streamlining. It's a blast of wind I see being thrown at you. It's a refining wind. It's a hot wind. And it's refining, but you're just not completely aware of the nooks and crannies of where God's actually going. Because you even ask the Lord, what is going on? I need some understanding here. And, you know, it's kind of like anything else where God leads us, you know, and He leads us into triumph. And sometimes it's a perception that He's after in our life that He wants to change. And it's concerning your ministry. Because really, God is setting up platforms for you that you're unaware of. You wonder, man, how I got this in me. I want to get it out. I want to release it. There's a, almost call it a preacher's itch, you know, where you've got to give it. You know, you've got to give it out. And just, but God, right now, you're just in a training harness, in a training area. God is setting these things up. You may not be able to see it yet in the spirit, but God's going to be releasing your ministry in a greater dimension. Now, I don't know if you move prophetic individually, but I see that going in your ministry, kind of like what I'm doing. God's going to start to flow through like a real river. And these are going to be outlets where revival is actually beginning to take place even now. It's like God set up the stage. You're going to be used in that move of God. So just be encouraged. He's got, He knows what's going on. Just be encouraged. So just be, you know, just itch. Just itch. Okay? Amen. God is so good. All kinds of ministers in here tonight. And it's a real prophetic move here. Now, I'm going to have my someone I've been working with and training come up here and share a little bit. But prior to that, so I got to get a few things out. There's my sister right here. You're a breath of fresh air. Praise God. The faithful, the one that stands. I had a message on that this week. I think it was this week. The way I can't remember, these words of the week kind of blend together, become the words of the midweek. Now, I'm supposed to do it on Monday, but it doesn't get to me until Monday. So I can't do it. But anyway, in my word of the week was about standing. You know, I mean, have you done all to stand there for? And God has got you in a standing position right now, just believing for God to move on people who you really have put before Him. I see their names, where you put them before the Lord. I can see that in the spirit clearly. And I just see this, you're praying for them. God's going to rescue every single one of them. They're not going to escape His hand. So just know that. You continue to intercede. It says the watchman on the wall does what? He continues to pray until the Lord establishes. So you're a watchman on the wall right now. To watch how God does it. You're very hard to prophesy with, Julia, because you're so anointed. It's just very difficult sometimes for me to actually get out. But I just see a real change occurring within you. You know, there's a hunger that God, it's like, it's almost like you're born again. It's like, you know, when that first that fire hits, you just run it, and you have a motivation, a drive from within you, and God is going to fan the flame again. It's not like, it's like that God's going to revive you in the midst of this. It's the desire that you have. Your desire is before the Lord. You don't even have to articulate it to Him, because it's a heart desire to serve Him, to see Him move, to see people healed, to see people restored. This is something that's been in you for a period of years, but yet God's fanning the flame of that to a greater dimension, to greater heights. Is that even possible? You know? I mean, your husband's even going to be amazed. And she was on fire, but now she's really on fire. He's going to catch fire too. He's already on fire, but he's going to really catch fire. God's going to continue to heal that man until he's completely 100%. That one, God told me to tell you that, to not worry about it. He's got it in His hands. He's going to heal him back to 100%.
Amen.
And it doesn't matter what it looks like. It matters what the Lord is going to do. So His hand is stretched out right now over Richard in Jesus' name. God is so good. Praise you, Jesus. Oh my gosh. Praise God. You were so gifted. I didn't realize that. Just God just put that. My goodness. The discernment. You're the balance. When things are out of balance, you're the balance. You have to calm people down. That's why God has a ministry. You're ministering to people who kind of lose it. And they have anger issues. They're not quite even sure why they're angry. They don't even know why they're angry, because they're unhappy with themselves. But you have a way of ministering to people to calm the savage beast in people. Amen? And I'm not saying husbands like that, but I'm sure that as I turn to a savage beast at times at home, that you have a way of even ministering to your husband to make him feel secure in the Lord. You've brought healing into his life unaware. Your words have healed him many, many times. You're such a support in this arena. You're aware of his frailty. You know, my wives are always aware of that. They're also very aware of our blind spots. But God is doing a work in him to heal him in some areas. I don't know what's wrong. He looks perfect to me. But there's something there that God is healing inside of him. And your prayers and something that you're observing. I just want to encourage you in that ministry. You have a ministry that's not just one that can balance things out, but it's one of an example. When people watch you, they know you. They see how you really do walk it out. And you learn to find peace, because everything around you at one time was not peaceful, and you get to find peace. And that was caused you to seek the Lord in a very special way. And you and the Holy Spirit really have a great relationship. So I just want to continue to encourage you in that ministry. God's not going to leave you alone. He's going to give you a gift. I don't know if you've moved in healing before, but tonight is your night. The Holy Spirit has imparted to you the gift of healings. God's going to move through you, not just one way, but many different ways. I use that illustration of healings. That God has a certain way to proceed in each healing. And He's going to give you a proceeding word. And hear in your spirit what it is you get to say and what it is you to do. So just be encouraged that, okay? It says in the right hand, let's say the name of cover. Just lay your hands and walk away. It's not good. You did your job, now God will do His. Amen. Just use something to come to the prophetesses.